nonprofits, let's raise more money. For this episode, we're joined by Nicholas Harris to talk about setting and writing down attainable goals for yourself and how doing so will lead to outstanding results. Let's get right into it.
Well, holy smokes, man. I can't, after all this, yeah. I appreciate you even making it. Heck yeah, man. Today, not canceling, homie.
I wouldn't miss it. There's no way I'd miss it, dude.
Hey, we're just now, you know, we're talking about night one of a how many city tour for you, Nick? How many cities?
15 shows in 17 days. So,
yeah. Oh, wow. That's awesome. That's, you guys are hitting it hard. Heck yeah, man.
Yeah. So, hey, it's, we're just talking about after night one of Nick's tour that he's on right now, going across the United States and, you know, Western and central part of the United States and some in the Southwest, but, an absolute pleasure to have on, my friend, one of my, someone, I think Nick and I have known each other for the better part of 30 years.
Yeah,
we're from the same hometown and, just such a pleasure to have my friend Nick Harris on the, Hey Nonprofits Raise More Money podcast. I can't thank you enough for coming, brother. Really, really cool. And, hey, and so I've got a list of things and I want you to tell me if I'm missing something. So we're just talking to Nick, of course, about night one of his tour of one of his bands. Nick, you're in two bands.
I play drums and horn for Apocalypse, and that's like, you know, that's my baby, I'd say.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
And then I play bass and Ape Machine.
Awesome. I knew you were playing guitar in one of them, so that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So obviously a musician, a yoga instructor, spreading the message and doing workshops for children and adults and everyone will listen about the power of positivity, and an all-around amazing human being and someone I consider to be a dear friend and very, very grateful for, Nick Harris, everybody. So thanks so
much.
And
also,
coming,
isn't there like some former professional athlete somewhere in there?
His dad, he comes from great stock. His dad was a beautiful soul. Dad was in the NFL. I mean, we could go on and on and on about the accolades of you and your family and all wonderful people.
So aren't you a rugby player?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Gosh.
Yeah, that's sorry. What I'm saying,
sorry,
rugby.
Nick. Yeah, how long do you want to go with this resume? Sorry. Yeah,
I played rugby for St. Mary's College of California for 5 years.
Yep. And which is no joke either. That's big-time rugby. I
mean, heck yeah.
They lost the national championship last year. You know,
I know. You're keyed into it. I was following it, too.
Those guys are – it was. I'm super blessed because I actually went back to college last year because I actually didn't finish when I walked whenever, but I went back like 20 years later.
Yeah.
And I'm still, like, dear friends with the coach, Coach Tim O'Brien, and long story short, he, like, pulled me in. So there's no way you're going to be on campus and not be a part of the program. So I was super grateful for that. But I got to teach the guys yoga. I taught the guys yoga like twice a week, depending on their schedule.
Right.
So I got to be super close with those guys, you know. And,
oh, man.
Yeah.
And they rode that all the way, like you said, the national championship game, which is did they end up playing Berkeley? Who'd they play?
No, they lost the Cal in the regular season.
Okay.
But then they beat Cal Berkeley in the playoffs, though, I believe the round of 16. And then. Or maybe it was the Final Four. I can't remember. But or Elite Eight. I can't remember. Either way, they beat Cal.
Yeah.
And then they lost to Army 20-8, I believe.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. In the national championship.
National championship game. Yeah. I mean, dude, these guys are like, when I played there, these guys will just smoke us.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I mean, these guys.
Well, that's the landscape of athletics, right?
Like, two or three of these guys from last year got drafted into the Professional Rugby League.
Awesome.
And these guys are just, it's different. It's just a whole different scene now. Like,
I'm sure.
You know, I think, I made that comment about professional athlete, but in a lot of ways now, it is. Even in lower school and stuff like that, you know, amateur athletics. Well, I mean, just the way that amateur athletics happen, it's just it's so different now. You know, when I played sports a long time ago, there was no extra coaches. You showed up at practice. You did the thing, and that was it. Well, you know, now I've got a son that just graduated high school. He's a freshman in college. And, I mean, you know, for everything since he was 10, you know, probably 7, 8 years old, he had some kind of maybe coach or something that was doing pitching coaches, hitting coaches, soccer coaches. Mm-hmm. Specialized. So kids are, it's amazing. And that just goes
especially
all the way up through
at that division one level. Like what
Nick
was talking about at St. Mary's.
Well, that's what I mean.
Division
it just,
one level,
and at that, it's even more so. So,
it's a whole different thing now, you know, like for example, when I played at St. Mary's, it was my first time ever lacing up rugby boots. Now these guys have been playing since they've been like old, like we played for the Reading Colts. They've been playing rugby.
Right. And maybe football on the side for fun, just for giggles. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, there's a kid that, there's a kid that we know. He's a tremendous football player, but he's going to go play rugby in college.
Mm-hmm.
Heck of a football player, because we don't even have rugby around here. He has to drive to Tulsa, but he got noticed. So I think he's going to go play at A&M.
Texas I have so A&M, much fun so, watching like the USA team play rugby sevens. And I got introduced to rugby sevens by a friend here locally whose cousin plays for the USA team. And it's so cool. It's just such a beautiful sport, man. It's so you good. Got to, but you
rugby players are just so much fun too. Rugby There's players awesome. Are just a lot of
yeah,
fun.
They're party animals, a lot of fun, very jovial. It seems like
it's
obviously
also the best team sport in the world. I think it's the best for team sure. sport. Like the idea of a scrum, it's like, it is the definition of a team sport to me. It's just like the way that each portion holds each other and like, it's like united. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful,
it's totally beautiful to watch. Yeah. People coming together, man. I think that's obviously a cool message that has a huge macro effect. You were telling us that you were coaching the St. Mary's rugby team to their national championship drive. You were teaching them yoga. That's what you do. You do it. I mean, I see you doing it every day. You're doing it full time. It's a huge part of your life, obviously. Yeah. And I know after talking to you about it, I mean, you're going all over the place. I just talked to you a week ago. You're in Phoenix teaching a workshop and stuff like that. But you're marrying your positive mindset, the power of positivity, yoga, music, all together, and you're delivering this message. But like when you go do a workshop like that, Nick, obviously there has to be more to it than just yoga, I'm assuming. Tell us a little bit more about what you're doing and you know, what that looks like and stuff. And like, for example,
okay, I'll tell you this. So what I have right now that I put together, I have a workshop called Intentions, but it's a play on words. So it's like intention. What are the things that are getting you into tension? My good friend Scott actually helped me develop. I finished St. Mary's last year and I got home back to Portland and I really didn't know what to do next. I was like, okay, I finished college. That was like this thing. I had this goal. So then I was like, okay, well, what's important to me? So I wrote this whole paper out, like my goals. Like what are my top things were music, you know, drumming, guitar. Bass was third, to be honest with you. And then it was, you know, really deep into yoga and like service. Like I want all the things I do to be in service. So I wrote it all out. Great. Okay, cool. Now these are my goals. Now how do I achieve these goals? Okay, well then I really wrote how. Well, if I want to be the best drummer I could be, I need to be behind my drum kit like 3 to 5 days a week. Cool. If I want to be the best guitarist I can be, I want to be writing songs like, okay, a song a week, I got to get the guitar in my hand every day. Bass, I got to at least touch it a couple times a week. And yoga, I'm going to practice 5 to 7 days a week. Okay, I want to get 8 classes that I teach a week. And this is, you know, last January, I just got home, or last December. So I wrote all this stuff out. And Scott, his name's Scott Amick, he's the one that got me into the speaking space. I'm telling him about all this stuff. He's like, Harris. What? My last name's Harris. So he's like, Harris, it sounds like you're developing a program. And I'm like, am I? He's like, yeah. Because I just tell my process. I'm like, here's the goals. How do I achieve my goals? Okay. What are the priorities? Okay, cool. Now I need to set intentions to make these goals a reality. And he's like, Harris, this is a program. And he's like, what's getting you in attention? This is it. These are the things. So basically, and then it was like identifying what are the things of me achieving these goals. Okay. Well, first off, setting obtainable goals. Okay. So it's like, I want to play drums every day, but is it realistic?
Sometimes maybe not. Yeah.
So instead of setting myself up for this situation where I could be failing, you know, or not achieving,
yeah,
you know, obviously like trying to use these smart or like these supportive words. So instead of like failing, I'm not achieving what I want. So, okay, well, how about I set a realistic goal of 3 days a week behind my drum kit. Okay, the practice spot's like 5 miles away, blah, 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 all these different things.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So now I set these obtainable goals that are reachable that when I set them, Scott's like, remember, you got to celebrate your wins. So every time, you know, so all these things are coming together and I'm writing it all out, like on legal paper. I'm like, good. Okay, cool. I got all these papers. You know what? Don't move. I got.
Okay. I love it. It's applicable. You wrote it down, stuck to it. I love the goals.
I say these intentions now every day.
Oh, I want to hear them. If you're gonna, if you don't mind sharing them, that'd be great, bro.
I don't mind at all. So yeah, so what I did was I built this stuff out. My hippie little yoga bag here, whatever, right? But you know,
oh, Trevor's all about hippie yoga bags.
I got my own bags and stuff too, man. I totally get it.
But yeah, so long story short, I built this stuff out like literally last year. It was like, okay, goals, intentions, priorities. You know, like drums, arm for apocalypse. Put myself in a position to be the best drummer I can possibly be. Goal/intention: be the absolute best drummer I can be. Make Arm for Apocalypse a band's band. Be the band that's the most solid, most creative, and the most fun drummer to play with, to watch, and to listen to. These are the things I'm like, literally writing out.
You know, I love that, bro. Mm-hmm. You got to. Yeah. All this stuff out. You got to, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm also, what I think is remarkable, I don't mean to interrupt you at all, Nick. Good. What I think is really remarkable is, A, you wrote them down. So seldom do we take the time to do that, especially for ourselves. I'm a big believer in being kind to yourself and doing that, and that's part of the steps.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because the ultimate gift to yourself and to the world is to do these things, I think, right?
Absolutely.
And it's always changing over time, and it's amazing. But what's remarkable to me is how much you've accomplished just by doing this in a year. Because you just harkened back, you said last December, so much has changed. Because I watch you and I pay attention and we talk and we've stayed in contact, and I'm obviously very proud, and I'm very, very happy for you, brother, because that's a lot to accomplish in a year, amigo.
I want to just say this too. If people don't miss out when they see, they say, well, you know, you wrote some stuff down. I don't think we all really understand the power of that. How there's something that happens.
It's a reflection
in the subconscious.
Of you.
Well, no, I think there's a physiological thing. Physiological, psychological, when you do that. I want to give you a quick example, and this is just how powerful that is to back up on what Nick's saying. When my wife and I got married, we put a list of stuff we wanted to do together. I mean, it was like 25 things, and she typed it all up, put it together, and we looked at it, and then she just put it away in a file, literally filed it away. 5 years later, about 5 years later, we pulled that list out, kind of remembered it, and we started checking boxes.
Yep.
Everything. And I mean, this was like some crazy dream stuff way out there with only a couple of exceptions. And they were things that we looked at and we really didn't mean anything. We had checked every one of the boxes, and that's how powerful that is. And so I think, you know, you're just going on to something there, Nick, that when you do, you put pen to paper, write it down. Yep. There's something magical that happens.
We talk about this. Jason's a huge proponent of this. Jason and I coach, Jason especially, and over decades has coached a ton of nonprofits. And our job, as you know, Nick, is to help nonprofits raise money. We help nonprofits and charities, big and small, raise as much money as possible. And what we're doing with this platform is empowering people, giving them a healthy nudge and things like that. Mm-hmm. You know, but Jason has taught me this as well is, like you said, you be very careful with your words. Like, this isn't a failure if you don't get behind the drum set 7 days a week. You're like, I'm going to set up a goal that's achievable. And you said, I'm going to do it 3 days a week. And far more often than not, you probably get in there 3 days a week, if not maybe four. I don't know, right? But
well,
that's a goal that you can hit.
Three,
yeah.
That's a win. If you get
huge
four, you're killing it, dude. Like, but if you say seven and you miss and you hit six, you're like,
it feels like a loss.
You know? Yeah. You know? So you got to set up attainable goals and like realistic goals. So, like, I totally got off there, but you know, with my list and everything.
No, I think I think your point to that is I want to be the best drummer. So what do I need to do? I need to be behind the drums all I can. Okay. What can I realistically do and be consistent?
Well, I mean, honestly, it went more than just behind it. It was like, you know, it was, okay. I wrote a how, okay.
Yeah.
How behind drum kit minimum 4 days a week. Okay. Make a monthly practice list, label it metal, punk, rock, etc. Okay. Listen to, practice to new and old Arm for Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Okay. Know it. Okay. Own it.
Yeah.
Be able to play it left footed. Like little things like that. Right. So record drums to my own songs. Figure out a way to set up my electronic drum kit at my house. I already got rid of that thing. But anyway, long story short, goal/intention, be the absolute best guitarist I can be. And then I have a band that I'm developing in my life. I call it Know It All, which is Lagwagon's, my favorite Lagwagon song. So I'm naming my band of the future after that band. But anyway, these are the things that I wrote down myself. But then ultimately what that turned into was the intentions workshop. But to the, I guess, to really wrap it all up here, I will just read this to you. And now, one thing I want to point out, and I always, when I give the workshop intentions, I do read this stuff.
Yeah.
But I always make sure people understand this. This is what worked for me. So my goal for all of you is this. Take the stuff that works, make it your own, apply it how it works for you. And then the stuff that doesn't, just don't worry about it.
Yeah, like, replace it with something else, whatever. Yeah.
It's your thing. And also with that being in mind, now my intentions are also a reflection of my spirituality, but that doesn't mean it has to be a reflection of yours. So when you hear this, just know that this is just me. Like, this is my like spiritual path. But my, this is what I read every single day, okay? Every single day, twice a day. I'm so incredibly grateful for this blessed and beautiful life I live. I have true abundance and happiness from doing what I love and what God put me out to do. I am in the flow. I'm blessed with great songs, both behind my kit, with a guitar in my hands, with a bass in my hands, and as a singer and a songwriter. I'm blessed with a great and powerful voice to sing my songs, speak words of inspiration, teach yoga, and share God's two intentions for me. I'm blessed with this great abundance through the Lord, through my music, my successful businesses, my passion, my work ethic, love, and treating people the way they deserve to be treated. I have 7 figures in my bank account, and it's continuously growing. I have true abundance spiritually, financially, and in love. I'm in full service to the Lord. I serve the world with my heart and my sleeve, and I'm blessed to do so. God, timing, and love bring me wild success, and I'm extremely grateful. I am love. I am following God's path. I'm receptive to God's guidance. I am in an extremely successful band in Nine for Apocalypse. I'm in an extremely successful band in Ape Machine. I am an extremely successful musician playing drums, guitar, bass, singing, and being a songwriter. I am a wonderful yoga teacher. I say the words my students need to hear me say. I am sequencing the classes to best serve my students. I am showing up as my true, authentic self with love, care, and compassion for my students. I am the teacher that my students need me to be. I'm the teacher that you, again, it's like a prayer, so I'm referring to God. I'm the teacher that you have blessed me to be, want me to be, and turn me into being. I am taking intentions, Safeway Home, I'll get into that later, the Power of Positivity podcast, and all my service to the whole entire world at the highest levels. I'm love, I'm God, I'm grateful, I'm bringing love, joy, and positivity to every single person I encounter every day.
This is what I've taken away from this, Nick, is that you say, you know, in your prayer, and you're saying, however somebody wants to say what it is, but you're making a statement of who you want to be, who you are and who you want to be, what you want your life to be, what you want to do. And then I think this is the most important part. But then you set these steps in action to do that. Mm-hmm. Because I think that a lot of us get up to a deal and we say, you know, okay, you know, I really want to be this, or I want to do that, or I want to have whatever it is. And they do that. And that's as far as they go. The action step, which it does plant seeds. It plants seeds in your subconscious because your subconscious doesn't know the difference. It just hears it.
Yeah.
And good, bad, or indifferent. So if you give it good stuff, it's going to hear good stuff. Yeah. And if you're telling yourself you suck and you can't do anything and everything's bad, it hears that too.
Absolutely. Those are those words that choosing your words wisely is important.
Yeah.
100%. Like, yeah. I wish everyone, I hope this is a motivator for folks Nick, I think if everyone wrote down words, their prayer, their affirmation, the path they're following, if everyone took the time to write down words about themselves and what they want to accomplish and who they want to be, and read that to themselves every single day, I think that we would be in a much better place as a world, right? You know what I mean? I think you have to pour into yourself, you know? I think it's important. I think it's important that you pour into yourself, for sure.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening. If you love our podcast, click the download button, rate us, and follow us on social media at HGA Fundraising. Get out there, start fundraising, and raise more money. See you next time.